Welcome to Wembley for this second Rugby World Cup podcast. I'm Michael McCann and thank you for joining me here. An all-time Rugby World Cup attendance record was set as 89,019 saw the All Blacks beat Argentina. This week focuses on a side of the draw featuring the defending champions, examining the fortunes of Ireland and Canada whilst previewing their upcoming fixtures and England versus Wales. However, it is fitting to start with the brave Pumas, and I began by asking reporter for the Mirror, Dean Wilson, for his thoughts on the match.
Terrific game of rugby. I thought that New Zealand did well to come out on top in the end. I think Argentina perhaps just ran out of steam a little bit in the second half, but they certainly gave New Zealand a fright. They were very competitive, very physical, very aggressive in the first 40 minutes, and I think they took New Zealand a little bit by surprise, actually. I think that the New Zealanders are used to just running through their phases, running through their plays, and Argentina just didn't let them do that. But in the second half, I think New Zealand's superior skill, fitness, and their replacements actually had a big impact. I think that told in the end.
And a couple of simbinnings for the All Blacks. Their coach Steve Hansen described them as both dumb mistakes. I'm guessing you'd agree with that assessment.
Well, I think only Richie McCaw's coach is able to call him dumb. I think anybody else might be taking their life in their own hands, but it was dumb. Certainly a very cynical trip from McCaw, and Conrad Smith as well, using all his experience to try and slow the game down and disrupt the Argentinians, but the referee was right on top of it. So two experienced heads for New Zealand get themselves in the sin bin, but in the end it didn't really cost them too much as they were able to regroup and pull away in the second half. But I think it goes to show that if you can get under the skin of the New Zealanders, they might not quite have the cool, calm exterior that they usually show underneath.
And rugby union at Wembley, and apparently thriving. Is that ever a sentence you thought that you'd hear?
It was an incredible atmosphere, really passionate fans, both from New Zealand and especially from Argentina, who have taken the opportunity to go and support their team. There are quite a few Argentinian rugby shirts, but also a lot of Argentinian football shirts. And I think it doesn't really matter what sport they're playing, they just want to go out and support their country, and they certainly did that at Wembley. A fantastic atmosphere was created, and nearly 90,000 people going along to watch a game. I'm sure there are people there who'd never been to a rugby match before in their lives, and that's what this World Cup is all about, trying to introduce the game to as many new fans as possible and bring the loyalists along as well. So a really great occasion for the game.
We've completed the first full weekend. Do you really think that Japan result has kicked the tournament into gear now?
Well, I think it's been a fantastic opening weekend. I think there has been a couple of surprises. I think the Georgian win over Tonga as well was one that perhaps people might not have spotted, but certainly the Japan shock win over South Africa has really caught the imagination. And it was just great to see them go for the glory. You know, they had the opportunity to try and secure a draw earlier on, and they shunned that, instead choosing to go for the try in the dying moments. Paid off for them. I just think that's just such a fantastic romantic kind of fairy tale that big sporting occasions like Rugby World Cups, like Olympic Games and so on really need. So all credit to Japan for that, and I think it's given the tournament a great start.
This week coming, what particular game would you say is the one that you're looking forward to seeing? England-Wales seems the big draw card.
Yeah, look, there's some really interesting games to come over the next week or so. I think the fact that Japan have lit the touch paper the way that they have is going to make some of the perhaps more unfancied teams more interesting. People are going to try and see where the next shock or upset might come from. And then, as you mentioned, obviously for the home support, England against Wales, that's really a crunch game to come. Obviously Wales getting their win over Uruguay, but suffering a few more injuries with it, so it's going to be interesting to see how they deal with that game against England. Such a high profile and such a high pressure match, but I think there's lots more interest and intrigue to come across the tournament.
Thank you very much for your time, Dean.
Alright, no problem.
I'm Stuart Barnes and you're listening to the Rugby World Cup podcast with Michael McCann.
Dean Wilson speaking to me there, and on exciting upcoming fixtures, the All Blacks' win over Argentina means they will almost certainly top Pool C, leading to a quarter-final in Cardiff, which, whilst it could be a repeat of their 2007 defeat to France, could instead be against Ireland. So I got the lowdown on the men in green's victory over Canada from TV3 commentator Liam Toland, and I started by asking him for his views on the performance.
Considering what Ireland were facing around the whole tournament, it was a marvellous starting point, and they came into the game obviously having not performed as well as they would. You always suspected that Joe Smith had lots of stuff tucked away neatly in his locker, and you didn't see a huge amount, but what you did see was when opportunity presented itself, Ireland were ruthless. They remained very much precise in what they were doing and stuck to a very strong game plan. Clearly we got to benchmark this against the opposition they're playing against, and Canada were possibly one of the weaker sides that have showed this weekend so far. We, you know, comparing that to what Japan did, and certainly Fiji asked huge questions of England. I'm afraid Canada weren't able to do that. Their lineout was quite poor, and their scrum was quite poor. They battled hard, and you've got to give credit to a lot of the players that played. Their moonlight at open side, my own position, worked very, very hard, and that was impressive. But the bottom line is the Irish halfbacks, through Murray and Johnny Sexton, did extraordinarily well in controlling the game. The bench came on. Keane Healy came on for a 15-minute run, and he was sucking diesel hugely. He was running out of oxygen, but that was a huge, huge part of his rehabilitation. So overall, you'd have to be very happy with 7 tries, a very solid performance out of touch, and certainly from the scrum. And in general, I think a lot of the combinations gelled quite well.
And Johnny Sexton, obviously you want to wrap him in cotton wool to come off within the hour with a man of the match performance in the game in the bag. Can't have asked much more than that, really.
Yeah, I think so. And certainly I think he's benefited from the longer run into the tournament. Having been in France for a while has disjointed his preparation. And obviously, between internationals, he's had to go back to play in France. So I think he's going to be more settled now, having returned back to Leinster and his old family. There's lots of positives in there too. But clearly games are important and game time is important. But managing the minutes on the pitch as well is very, very important. But certainly the Irish halfbacks looked very, very comfortable yesterday.
Thank you very much for your time, Liam.
Hello, I'm Michael Sadler from the Sunday Life, and you're listening to the Rugby World Cup podcast with Michael McCann.
Thanks to Liam for providing an Irish perspective, but here at the Rugby World Cup podcast, we pride ourselves on not just studying the best-known teams. So I caught up with Dave DeYoung, part of the Canadian Rugby Supporters Club, and began by seeking his view on witnessing his team be comfortably beaten in Cardiff.
Difficult match. I thought the scoreline didn't accurately affect really the effort of the team and how well we played. But obviously Ireland are a class act. Johnny Sexton, I would say, is one of the number one World 10s. Carney's fantastic from the back.
From the point of view of you guys, obviously a heck of a long way to travel. Just how much did that Canada try mean when it eventually came?
Well, we were knocking on the door for a long time, and I think we deserved more than we got, and it was nice to finally have after number 11 sniff a try and get one in there. And yeah, it meant a lot to us, because I honestly thought that we played better than the score than reflected.
Jamie Cudmore said he felt he let the team down with that sin binning. What did you see of that instinct? Because it proved pretty costly, didn't it?
I think it's difficult, because I think a lot of times Jamie Cudmore is seen as a talisman for our country. To let your side down in that manner is kind of bush league, and I don't agree with it. If you have the C on your chest, then you should be leading your squad. To let them down like that, I mean, that was the game.
And Coach Kieran Crowley said in the presser afterwards, when asked what his realistic ambition for the tournament, it was win the next 3 games, including Italy and France, and finish second in the pool. Do you think that is a realistic expectation?
I think Kieran Crowley lives in a different planet. I like to actually know what colour of the sky is in his world, because winning 3 games against Italy, France, I mean, I would say we take a game from Romania and that would be our World Cup, but Kieran Crowley has no semblance of reality whatsoever. Zero.
To the Italy game, how would you preview that one?
I think their pack, you know, is very, very strong. Their 8-man's fantastic, you know, one of the best ones in world rugby. So I think it's going to be difficult. I honestly can't see us winning that game. If we can dominate the set piece, we can dominate the scrum, we can dominate the line out, then we have a chance. But I think Italy has the superior over us in that.
Prediction for result for the Italy game?
35-14. It says 1-3, so we beat Romania. I think we lose to France. I think we lose to Italy.
Thank you very much for your time, Dave.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Great to give a lower-ranked side some coverage again after studying the USA last time out. We will certainly continue that through the tournament. Do follow me on Twitter at MLMC_123. That's at MLMC_123. If you enjoy the podcast, and feel free to offer suggestions. Thanks to my guests this week, Dean Wilson, Liam Tolan and Dave DeYoung. I've been Michael McCann at Wembley, where the Argentina fans have created a sterling atmosphere, so they will sing us out.